we've had three in the league, Yeovil away, and I think Armands is still travelling now, that one. And then we had Danny Filliskirk here, and obviously now Neil Danz, and I think Philly might have missed one against Wickham in the Cup. But the great opportunities to score a goal from 12 yards, so we need to make sure that we can convert them, because when they do come along like that, after a great bit of play as well, I thought it was the best passage of play in the whole game, to be honest. We needed to put that away, and like you rightly said, I think it would have been a completely different game then.
Are you a little bit surprised that your strikers, who want to get the goals, neither of them put their hand up on Tuesday? Well, they might have done, and Neil Danz might have said, no, I'm having it. But do you want your centre-forward to say, right, I'm having this?
I would always think, if you were a striker, and I've never been a striker, but I think if you look at the goal-getters in all leagues, they've always got a number of penalties behind him, and I think, like you say, Danzy won it, so he got up and he went to take it. But I think all strikers up and down the country should be itching to get a penalty, or they would view it as an easier opportunity to score.
Tried a couple of combinations in your forward line on Tuesday night.
Yeah,
is it about finding the right two at this moment? Because the choices that you've got.
Yeah.
Big tall fellas, you've got the Mark Cullens who are going to run all over, and you've got different choices in terms of finding the right combination if you're going to play two.
I think it's always been the, it's probably the first time that we've had, all of them fit and available. And it is about finding that combination. But it's like anybody in any position, it's simple. Players pick the team. If they're banging in the goals and they're doing the job, then it's simple. That's the combination, and they've got to keep the shirt, and that's the that's the message to the strikers as well as the rest of the team. If you're in the team, make sure that whoever plays in your position can't get in because of the level of your performance.
Could they argue, particularly Tuesday night, well, we didn't really get a massive amount of service to be getting the goals to stay in?
Tuesday, possibly. Saturday, no, definitely not.
How have the two taken it who've not been involved in the last couple of games and getting changed? Have you seen the reaction that you've been looking for?
Well, it's simple. They've got two choices. They either react positively and give themselves a case for being in the team and being in the squad, or they don't. And if they don't, it makes my job so much easier.
You can't loan any out, can you?
No, so it's up to them. And that's the same for anybody that's out of the team. It really is that simple. You know, you can dress it up however you want, but if they're not pushing and busting a gut on a training pitch, then it makes selection so much easier.
In terms of the next two games, back-to-back away games and two of the biggest challenges in the division, you'd imagine, wouldn't you?
Yeah, very much so. Two good pitches. We're looking forward to that. Two big clubs in this division in terms of fan base and the atmosphere. And so we're really excited because it's it's the games that you want to be playing in as a footballer. And, I think you look at the two budgets as well that the two clubs have got. But what they've both done is they've used their budgets very well with the quality of the player that they got in. So, you have to take your hat off to both managers, but it's up to us to go and go toe-to-toe with them and have a right good go.